In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to be looking at the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. 19. After this, I heard what seemed to be a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven. Oh, there was rejoicing in heaven. Saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory be to and power be to our God. For his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great harlot, the great whore, Babylon, who subjected and corrupted the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged on her the blood of his servants." Once more they said, "Hallelujah! The smoke goes up from her forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." And from the throne came a voice saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, and all you who fear him, small and great." Oh yes, the worship of heaven becomes the worship of earth, especially at the Mass. The worship of heaven becomes the worship of earth, especially at the Mass. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." Do you know that? That he reigns, that he sits upon his throne, that he hears and answers prayer. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. Who is the Lamb? Oh, the Lamb is Jesus Christ. Who is the bride? The bride is the faithful church of Jesus Christ. And the bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. I tell you, we are righteous because of the blood of Jesus. We are righteous because he shed his blood for us. The righteous deeds, oh yes, we have to do good things in the name of Jesus. We feed the poor on Saturday. That is one of the righteous things that we do, and we need to do it. Last night, we went out for something to eat, and we had some left over. And as we were driving, we saw a man who was begging for money. We said, "Do you want food?" It was Chinese food. He said, "Yes, I haven't eaten." When he said he ate the Chinese food, he said, "I haven't had Chinese food in so long." Thank God that we're able to give him a little food. Thank God that we're able to give him our love, our kindness. But you know what? We need to be like the saints in heaven, worshiping God today, worshiping God, singing hallelujah, for the Lord God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. And the angel said to me, "Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Who is the bride? The faithful church. And he said to me, "These are true words of God." Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God." Oh yes, worship God. "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I wonder how many words of prophetic words people have been getting during these days. I got one on Sunday. The Lord said, you see how things are upside down in the world and they're going to be get worse. Then he said, but I am in control. I'm in the middle. I'm in control of all these things. You have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Why? Because I am in control. Then I saw heaven opened and there was a white horse. Its rider is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. What do you think this is? This is Jesus. The faithful rider on the white horse is faithful and true. His eyes are like the flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name inscribed that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood. It's Jesus. And his name is called the Word of God. It's Jesus. And the armies of heaven wearing white linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. Are we going to follow Jesus? When he comes in glory, are we going to be there following Jesus? Or are we going to be there thinking about, I have a trip to Hawaii. Are we going to be following Jesus? From his mouth comes a sharp sword, this is the word of God, with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the God, the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed. Guess what the name is? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's Jesus. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He ascended into heaven and takes his throne. He ascended into heaven and he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. With a loud voice, he called to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, come and gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of the mighty, the flesh of horses and their riders, flesh of both free and slave, both small and great. These are the ones that don't belong to Jesus. These are the ones that don't follow Jesus. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered to make war against the rider on the horse, that's Jesus, and against his army, that's the saints. And the beast was captured with it, the false prophet who had performed in its presence the signs by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped its images. You know, when we drive into Quincy, we see this big sign, yoga. It is not of God. Or people say it's Christian yoga. That's like saying Jews for Hitler. Yoga is not of God. It is not of God. We have our people going to yogi masters. They need to seek the face of God. They need to seek Jesus. Who is it that's going to tell them about Jesus? Who is it that's going to proclaim the name of Jesus to these people? These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur, and the rest were killed by the sword of the rider on the horse, the sword that came from his mouth. That's the word of God. All the birds were gorged with their flesh. Chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and the great chain. He seized the dragon and the ancient serpent. You know who that is? Who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into a pit and locked it and sealed it over him so that he would not deceive nations anymore until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be let out for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and those seated on them were given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God. Yes, I tell you, there are so many people that are being killed for the testimony of Jesus and the word of God. In Nigeria, in Asia, in the Middle East, many people are being killed and jailed for the word of God and for Jesus Christ. They had not worshipped the beast or the image. They had not received its mark on their foreheads. That's the mark of 666. If anyone wants to put a mark on you, you say no. No mark on me. I only have the mark of the cross of Jesus Christ, where he ransomed me by his blood, that he forgave me, a sinner, by shedding his blood. The mark on their forehead, have not received the mark on their foreheads or their hands, and they came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed are the holy of those who share in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him 1,000 years. Do you know that you are a priest of God? Not like me, but at baptism we became priests, prophets, and kings. Remember Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. We share in the royalty of Jesus through the blood of the Lamb in the sacrament of baptism. Now when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations. He is the deceiver. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. If he can kill you today, he's going to have a good day. To kill, to steal. If he can steal your peace, he's going to have a good day. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. If he can destroy your name, he's having a good name, having a good day. When the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, in order to gather them for battle. They are as numerous as the sands of the sea. They marched over the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. What's the beloved city? It's Jerusalem. And fire came down from heaven and consumed them, and the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Tormented because they tormented God's people. It is time for us to worship God. Praise God, all you his servants, and all you who fear him, small and great. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice, let us exult, let us give him glory. Let us praise him the way they praise him in heaven. Then I saw a great white throne, and the one who sat on it. The earth, the heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Also another book was opened, a book of life. Are you written in the book of life? Do you know you're a sinner saved by the blood of Jesus? Oh, yes. Is your name written in the book of life? You say, well, you know, I tell you, there is no need of anyone going to hell. They only need to give their life to Jesus and to be forgiven by the blood he shed on the cross. For we are sinners saved by grace. And the dead were judged according to their works, as recorded in the books. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And all were judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. the lake of fire, and anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. No one need be thrown into the lake of fire. You only need to give your life to Jesus and to live for him. You only need to say, Jesus, I am in absolute need of you. I am in absolute need of you. I need you to forgive my sins. I need you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. I need you like I need the air that I breathe, and greater still do I need you. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Why no sea? The sea represents confusion. Confusion was no more, because you know what? The devil and Satan were thrown into the lake of fire. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The husband is the Lamb of God. The bride is the faithful church. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among men. He will dwell with them as their God, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them, and he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Oh Jesus, so many people have tears in their eyes. I think of a little girl named Georgia who has a tumor in her head, Jesus in her brain. I ask you, with all these people, to heal this little girl, that this tumor would die, that this tumor would die by the power of the blood of Jesus, that this tumor would have no more life in it by the power of the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. Why? Because the former things, the first things, have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, see, I am making all things new. Oh yes, he can make you new. I remember going, when I was a seminarian, doing parish census, into a room where a lady was in her 90s, and I said, do you have Jesus living in you? She says, I've never prayed. I'm in my 90s. It's too late. I said, it's never too late. She asked Jesus to come into her heart that day and to forgive her sins. Also, he said, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is finished. I am the name of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. I am thirsty, Lord. I thirst for this water from the spring of life. I thirst for you, O Lord. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars, their place will be the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. We do not want to be part of this. We do not want to be the part of the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, the sorcerers, Ouija boards, and anything like that. We don't want to be part of that. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. That's the faithful church. And in the spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It has the glory of God and a radiance like a rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It has a great high wall and 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates are inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them are the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I'm telling you, we're talking reality today. We're talking reality today, that God is looking for people whose names are written in the book of life that give their life to Jesus. The angel who talked to me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and its walls. The city lies 4 square, its length the same as its width, and he measured the city with its rod 1,500 miles. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its walls 144 cubits by human measurement, which the angel was using. The wall is built of jasper, while the city is of pure gold, clear as glass. The foundations of the wall of the city are adorned with every jewel. First jasper, second sapphire, third agate, fourth emerald, fifth onyx, sixth carnelian, seventh chrysolite, 8 beryl, 9 topaz, 10 chrysoprase, 11 jacinth, 12 amethyst, and the 12 gates are 12 pearls, each of which a gate is a single pearl, and the street of the city is made out of pure gold, transparent as glass. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Through the middle of the street of the city, on either side of the river, is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Oh yes, we want the leaves of that tree for that little girl called Georgia. Nothing accursed will be found here anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name shall be upon their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever with Jesus. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. For the Lord, the God of the spirits of prophets, has sent his angels to show his servants what must soon take place. See, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of this prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Worship God. Well, I think, you know what? That's what we're going to be doing right now. We're going to be worshiping God. Father, we praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. We adore you. We worship you as God Almighty in the name of Jesus. We worship you for you are all good and you are all wonderful. We worship you, God, with your Son Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and adoration forever and ever. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift come. Come, come, Lord Jesus. I tell you, we need Jesus today more than we've ever needed him. Things are so crazy on the earth. So I say to you, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Have you given your life to Jesus? Has he washed you of your sins? Have you gone to confession? Have you gone to confession? Confessing your sins that the blood of Jesus would pour over you and heal you and forgive you. Oh yes. No more crying, no more tears, no more pain, no more fears. None of these things will have in heaven. Why? Because the former things have passed away. May Almighty God bless you and draw you to himself in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.